Ghost Ship Radio Network. Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio, the way to fly.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 55 for this March the 15th. I am Thomas Towson, the person, the one, and this is Dan Knight, the other person, the two.
So funny.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I put a lot of effort into that joke. You know, I spent a few hours prepping that one today, so I'm glad that you really enjoyed it.
That's sarcasm though, yeah, you didn't pick that up. It was too good. My acting was too good for you.
That was pretty solid acting. Yeah, I'm going to give you that. But also, I don't care. So you didn't act your way into me caring. But here we are again this week to do what we do, which is find the weirdest news that we can get our little mitts on and then say the words from them into two microphones in such a way that tickles your funny bone. I hope that that's descript enough.
I don't like it.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress.
It's better than the sewer clams analogy. I don't like that.
You know, each time I'm trying to come up with a better analogy, and I think I'm going to get it next time. You know, there's always next time.
There is.
Just like there's always next time to do a better segue into articles, which I'll never master.
No, you never will.
But that's okay.
You're terrible.
Luckily, I don't do any kind of radio work at all. So that's good. So we're going to do that thing very shortly, but before we get right into that, let me tell you what today is. Dan, do you know what today is?
It is Tuesday.
That's correct. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
The 15th.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's right. But what is today's national day?
March Day.
That's right. That's exactly right, Dan. Wow.
That's where we march.
You're an invaluable member. Really, without you, I couldn't do any of this.
All right, well... You know, I think that's an honest response.
It's funny. It's ironic that you said what you said, being so wrong, because today is National Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about who can't do segues over here. Come on.
Hey,
I'm killing it.
It sort of worked.
So today is National Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. Which is, of course, one of the more depressing holidays, where you are incompetent and you must know that you are.
Yeah, the day is telling you that you are a constant buffoon.
Yeah, so basically today you celebrate not making any decisions and you embrace your dumbness. So don't do anything extra dumb because it's a holiday.
Okay.
And there you go.
Fair enough. I will do nothing.
Yeah, in fact, we should probably stop recording the show just in case we completely screw it up.
I think doing this was a dumb decision. This was wrong.
Uh-oh. Well, delete, erase every episode. We're done.
Every episode?
That's right. We've made a huge mistake. Every day has been a mistake.
That's what my mom always says.
Aw.
Every day you're a mistake. Get out of my womb.
So why don't we just go ahead and jump right into it, Dan? You've got some stuff, right?
Okay.
Because I brought some. Did you?
Oh, yeah. No, I did. Yeah.
No, you did?
Oh, yeah. No, I did.
Okay, great. That instills me with tons of confidence.
No, I guess I did, sort of.
All right. Well, tell me what you got.
A woman was hit with a surprise penis while tucking into some warm soup. All right.
Let me try this again. Wait a minute.
Let me try again.
Where do I start with that title? Where do you even start with that?
I think I just showed you where we start with it.
Okay.
I'll try. Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
A man breaks into a woman's home for nude embrace, followed by falling off a cliff.
Yep. Okay. Those are very different things so far. But I like them.
I think that they're very related.
Okay. Please tell me more.
A former corrections officer, Gail Wilson, was minding her own business when an unknown...
She was mining it.
She was mining.
Like a precious ore. She was mining her own business.
This is my business. I'm a mining associate.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Good joke.
She's a corrections officer. Was. Former.
Okay. Wait, she dead?
No, she just doesn't. That's not her line of work.
Oh, anymore. I thought she was like hit with a penis so hard she died.
Yes.
And that happens. I hate when that happens to me.
All the time. Gonna resuscitate you?
It's a real pain.
She was minding her own business when an unknown naked man walked into her house.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
just a regular Tuesday afternoon.
for you.
Yep.
He started walking towards her, smiling with his arms outstretched, and said, "Hi, honey."
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I like it.
Quote, "He had a big grin on his face," she told the East Oregonian newspaper. "He came walking towards me with his arms open wide. I kept saying, 'Get away from me, get out of my house.'" Gail, having muscular dystrophy, was worried about her ability to fend off such a weirdo.
Is that a technical term?
Fend off a weirdo?
Yeah, they're just weirdo. Was he a weirdo?
He was a bona fide weirdo. He would have shown you his weirdo card if he was wearing a wallet.
Yeah.
Or clothes.
If he was wearing a wallet.
He had a nice fanny pack.
With just a wallet in it. Just in case you needed identification.
You need my credentials.
No, ma'am. I'm completely authorized to streak here. Look, you don't understand. I've got a membership card.
It's a Planet Fitness. And they said I can get naked in their locker room. So
yeah.
It's the same thing.
The world's really just
got
a big
lost.
The world is just one big Planet Fitness locker room when you think about it.
That's right.
All right.
Apparently, the naked man sat in her scooter for a while and looked around.
This just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
I like it.
It always gets better.
The audacity
when
of this guy.
He sat in her scooter, bare butt.
Uh-huh.
So he got his butt juices all over her scooter.
That's lovely.
And then for some unknown reason, he led her dog into a bedroom for a few minutes before reemerging.
What?
Not sure what happened there.
What is happening?
I will leave you to think on that.
Dan.
To dwell on it.
Dan, this is what... This is, never mind. I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
This is what dreams are made of.
Uh-huh. Sweet dreams.
She phoned the
police.
Who
am I to disagree? Okay, sorry.
You're... Yes, she phoned the police and they chased him out of the property where he scaled a fence and fell off a steep hill of about 50 feet and while falling got his foot stuck in a tree.
Good, good, good. Good, I'm glad.
In the crotch of a tree.
Oh, good.
Quote, Burton was hanging upside down from a tree by
Tim.
His ankle.
This was Burton, Tim.
No, not Tim Burton. Pendleton Police Chief Stuart Roberts told MyColumbiaBasin.com.
Yes, of course. We are all familiar.
That's my homepage.
Uh-huh.
Quote, during this time, he was aggressive, non-cooperative. At one point, he even tried to pull the handgun from one of my assistant deputy's holster.
What?
While upside down.
Wow, this guy is talented.
He was later booked on charges of burglary, harassment, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
Oh, but no criminal mischief.
No criminal mischief, and also no indecency.
Yeah, that's weird, right? And lewd acts with an animal, probably.
Most likely, would assume. Maybe he was just teaching it some tricks in the bedroom.
The wrong kind of tricks.
The peanut butter tricks.
That's right, the peanut butter tricks. Gross.
You put the peanut butter in the Kong, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't. What are you talking about, Dan?
I don't know either. I was hoping somebody else would make that connection.
Well, no one did, so why don't we just move on?
Okay.
So here, I'm going to preface this by telling you this is the most British article that has ever existed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Two cargo planes full of biscuits have been flown into the UK to ease the national biscuit shortage.
This... I was unaware of such a thing.
Well, you know the Brits, they love their what we call cookies.
Right.
They call biscuits because they're wrong, mostly. The Emirates Sky Cargo planes flew in from Dubai after factories in Cumbria were forced to close during recent flooding. United Biscuits, manufacturers of McVitie's.
Oh my God, I love them.
Yeah. Jacobs and Crawford's were closed to... forced to close their Carlisle factory in December due to damage to electrical equipment and ovens. The two Boeing 777
yes, they, well, yeah.
Aircrafts were welcomed into the Doncaster Sheffield Airport, also known as Robin Hood Airport.
Ooh.
Do you know why?
No.
I don't either. The precious cargo is intended to help satisfy the nation's biscuit cravings until the United Biscuit Factory is once again operational. This is a huge national crisis.
You know,
what are they going to have with tea and biscuit time, Dan? Tea time.
Could just have American biscuits.
Those are called cookies, and they will settle for nothing less than their crappy biscuits.
That's some Oreo or Hydrox. What is it?
Yeah, Hydrox.
Hydrox.
The worst cookie name in the history of ever. Could you have named something that named that sounded more like a cleaning chemical?
Yeah, really. You know that existed before Oreo, though.
It did. It was the original. It was the OG Oreo.
The OG.
But no, we do love our UK listeners. But also, I'm going to continue to make fun of you throughout the rest of this. I just want to make sure that's known. Just, I do appreciate you, but also I'm going to tear you a new one. there's been a lot of press coverage about Britain's biscuit shortage following the floods in December. And we are pleased to hear that the factories hope to be up and running again this month, said Dale Hawwell, cargo manager for the airport.
Mm.
Yes, of course. See, they've had tons of coverage, none of which we've heard about, because we have important news, unlike biscuit shortages.
We have water shortages.
That's right. Where was I? In the meantime, we've been delighted to welcome two flights from Emirates full of the nation's favorite biscuits. Got real important stuff going on here.
We love it.
They really rolled out the red carpet for this biscuit transportation.
How many times are you going to say biscuit in this article?
Many times.
Good.
Quote, we've welcomed all sorts of different cargo over the years, from a pride of lions to last year's consignment of tea. Good Lord. Good Lord. A pride of lions and a some tea. Just massive tea. Amounts of tea. Can you be, would, never mind.
What? Yeah.
This time we've quite literally taken the biscuit. Oh!
I'm not familiar with that.
It's not really, I think it's probably similar to our phrase, like, takes the cake.
Oh. That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Except it's nonsense British speak. But no, for real, I'm sorry. But if you don't want me to make fun of you, don't call it a national biscuit shortage.
Yeah.
Because that's stupid.
That's really silly.
That's so dumb. So dumb. But you know what? I understand.
What if it was all just hyped up by the companies? The companies that produce the biscuits. Like, what
it
if they're like,
is.
Everybody's clamoring for this.
You know
and
what?
Like, everyone's like, whatever.
I'm ripping on this right now, but we did the exact same thing with Twinkies.
Yeah,
when
people
Twinkies
lost their
gone,
minds when
people,
Hostess
yeah,
went under.
It was ridiculous. And now they're back. And
everyone doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, no one cares anymore. This is exactly like that, only different.
Except for the 500-pound malnourished people.
Yeah, yeah. And Twinkies are definitely way grosser than any biscuits.
Yeah.
I'm going to guarantee that.
Yeah.
It's like, although, you know what they do? They make a great, what I call, they make a it's called low-rent strawberry shortcake, and it's where you put a bottom layer of Twinkies and then cover it with strawberry compote, and then on top of that, you put whipped cream.
Oh.
And it takes no effort, and it costs like a buck 50.
You put whipped cream on top, but what about the cream in the middle of the Twinkie?
Dan, you gotta double cream that thing.
You gotta double down on the
That's
creams.
Right, you double cream that dream.
That's a creamy dream.
That's right, it sure is. And on that beautiful note, let's move on to the next.
Myrtle Beach police responded to a stabbing call made just before 1 a.m. Saturday.
Oh, really?
When they arrived on the scene, two men told the police they were trying to calm down another man after his fight with a lady friend.
Yeah.
Which he did not respond well to due to biting one man in the face.
Hey, yeah.
You know, you're trying to stop a fight. And
you know, I'm getting enraged
and
just listening to it.
Chewed on. Yeah. Following this animalistic rage, he grabbed a large barbecue grilling fork and sent it through the woman's hand.
Holy Christ.
All the way.
What the?
They said that later the fork almost went entirely through her hand.
That's disgusting. That is my hand hurts thinking about it. That's really gross.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Then, as the coup de grace...
Oh, you got more.
he stabbed the other guy in the neck with the grilling fork.
Jesus Christ.
Guy got rushed off to the hospital. He's in critical condition, and his current condition is unknown at this time.
That's intense. That is super intense.
Suspect was taken to Myrtle Beach jail, and he is a bona fide crazy man.
I hate getting sent to Myrtle Beach jail.
That's probably one of the nicer jails, I would think.
Yeah, you'd think.
Or like it evokes this, like, you got a jail cell window and it overlooks like palm fronds.
And that's what makes it terrible. You know, you can never enjoy the beach. You can see it in the distance, but you never enjoy it.
And there's people splashing the water, like, and they're looking right at you.
Staring at you. Locking eyes.
We're making sandcastles later. You're an anus.
Oh, okay.
You stabbed a guy in the neck.
That's intense. What was his argument over is what I want to know.
I'm not sure. I think it was probably whether or not the burgers had been well done or not.
Oh, well, you know, I completely understand.
It's like, I think you're overcooking them. You're overcooking. You're
overcooking. Scream and then stabbed in the face. Or neck. Sorry, it was the neck and the hand.
Or maybe she was cooking them and he got so mad. He's like, I'm so hungry. And he bit that guy in the face.
I need to eat. I need some sort of snack to satiate my hunger. And your face looks like it'll do the job.
It looks tender and delicious.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad to hear it. And I'm glad that this could happen in worse Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, when North Carolina doesn't need any bad press. We already got enough.
You got plenty, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they vote for Trump? I mean, not that that's a... Well, we're not going to make any stance here.
Well, New Hampshire did too, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Can't,
Real disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to, I got a story about a lady here.
Mm.
You had one, I had one. It's essentially the same thing, really, when you,
that's
when you think about it.
That's the weakest segue ever.
When you think about it, it's really the same thing.
You have a lady, and my article has a lady.
Yeah, and also they happened really close to each other.
Oh,
yours happened in South Carolina. Mine happened in Illinois.
Oh, my God. It's like the next town over.
Dash cam footage shows an Illinois woman driving down the street with a 15-foot tree lodged in her car's front grill.
A 15-foot tree?
That's correct. Not inch. Not any other weird space unit of measurement, but 15-foot tree stuck in her grill, her front grill.
How?
Well, you know, the true American spirit, that's how, and perseverance. Roselle police, or Roselle, I don't know, something, police officers pulled over a Marianne, or not a, it wasn't one of them, it was the Marianne Christie at 11:10 p.m. on January 23rd. Yeah, I know, it's about a month ago, calm yourself.
I'm so mad.
After receiving reports of her unusual hood accessory from another horrified driver. The 54-year-old woman from the nearby suburb of Schaumburg, of course, you know, the Schaumburg.
Right.
Where the big Schaumburg festival is held every year.
Every year. I love that.
Where you pull out your ceremonial Schaumburg and Schaumburg it directly into your Schaumburging head.
And then you join the Schaumburg circle and play the Schaumburg.
That's right. And Schaumburg all over the place.
And then you all go out and Schaumburg.
God, it's great. I love it. So she's from there. She claims she'd driven a few miles and didn't remember where she'd hit the tree, the Chicago Tribune reported. How can you not remember where you hit a 15-foot tree? I feel like it's a pretty strong moment where you're like, boom, hit the tree. Hey, I think I hit a tree. Also, it was 15 feet tall. It wasn't like a twig.
No.
It wasn't a twig or some, like, debris that got stuck in the grill. It was a 15-foot tree.
Was it? So it was like lying in the road?
Who knows? Maybe aliens put it there, honestly. She didn't notice.
Was it vertical?
Yeah, completely vertical.
Like
vertical.
So it wasn't it wasn't horizontal to the ground. It was vertical.
Yeah, straight up and down.
It was upright.
Yep.
And it was, how do you, what the hell?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Well, let me tell you this. So she claims she didn't remember where she hit the tree, and the airbags on Christie's 2004 Lincoln were also deployed. So we got a little bit of, we're losing a little bit of plausible deniability here.
The way you worded that, though, you said, like, they were also deployed. It made me think, like, what, the tree's airbags deployed too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To, you know, to provide some safety.
That's
of course, the tree
safety countermeasure.
Yeah. So Let's see. Roselle Police Department posted the video to Facebook on Monday, and it's going viral, which is good to note. I'm glad we have that hard-hitting news today.
Mm.
Officers said the suspect smelled of alcohol and failed a sobriety test.
Okay, that makes more sense now.
That's right.
Pieces are starting to come together.
Now we know. Christy was arrested for driving under the influence and is scheduled to appear in court in April.
Mm.
Quote, yet another reason why you should not drink and drive, the department added on another Facebook post. That's how we do our news now. We do news about Facebook posts.
Well, you know, I don't have an answer to that.
It's really the big, really. Big hard-hitting news.
It's Facebook posts.
Yeah, Facebook posts. That's where I get all my information.
It's so bizarre that police departments are posting things and joking around like it's some sort of...
Like it's a joke.
Like, yeah. You know what? You're not comedians. If you were, then you'd quit policing and go do stand-up.
Go joking.
Go make the jokey jokes.
That's right. That's what I'm looking for in a coppa. So there you go. That happened, and she was drunk.
She was drunk.
As is the end of most good stories.
She had the drinks.
Okay, so what you got? We got one more.
I'm going back south.
Uh-oh.
We're heading back down to Franklin County, Virginia.
Ooh, Virginia.
Take me back to
Virginia City.
Old Virginia, Franklin County.
Okay.
One man started getting some strange calls. And so I had this idea.
Okay.
With your permission, I'd like to recreate this bizarre experience through cited dialogue by the recipient.
I can't wait. I actually love this idea.
So you have your dialogue here. Here it is.
Yep, let me just grab that. Here we go.
Here it is.
All right,
prepared.
I've got the script you've prepared for me.
Yes.
And I'll play along with this.
And this is what he's stating verbatim.
Okay, I like it. Let's do this.
Here we go. Ring. Hello?
Hey, is this the guy from Craigslist?
What? Hello?
Is that good?
Yeah, that was pretty good. And scene.
Great. So that was good.
That was good.
I like it.
So unbeknownst to Blake Webb, his friends posted an ad on Craigslist.
Craigslist.
The ad specified that if you called Blake's number and did a Chewbacca impersonation, the winner would receive $50.
It's a pretty good, it's a bargain.
See, here's the thing. I'm not sure if anybody was really going to get the 50 to
begin
with.
Well, you know, let's be optimists.
Okay, let's assume that the grand prize winner will walk away with a crisp
5-0. That's right.
$50. But you know what? The kicker, really, for all of this is that Blake, the recipient of these phone calls, these slew of phone calls, has never seen Star Wars.
Never.
No, he has no frame of reference for these phone calls.
Now, how do you, serious question, mm-hmm. How do you manage to do that?
Do you not
yourself in a coma for the past 20 years? 30 years? 40 years? Jesus Christ.
Maybe he had a bad experience with it, and then he did that whole Eternal Sunshine thing where he erased it from his memory.
Yeah, I don't get that reference. I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't seen Eternal Sunshine?
I know. Here I am saying, oh, this is Star Wars. I haven't seen that. But to be fair, Star Wars is much bigger.
It is much bigger. But Eternal Sunshine is a really good movie.
That's what I hear. Anyway, so we didn't see Star Wars.
But yeah, so I think it seems like a fitting prank for someone who has no connection to the Force. I think he deserves what he gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he is playing along, however, and has no plans to have the ad removed. It's actually going to be running until May 4th, which is...
Star Wars Day, yeah.
May the 4th
May
be
the
with
4th.
You.
Okay, I like it.
He did say, however, that he wouldn't be handing out the $50 as he has to care for his newborn babe.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's in the midst of cooking up...
In the mist?
He's in the mist, hiding.
Uh-huh.
Cooking up a revenge prank for his pals.
That definitely sounds a lot darker when you say the mist.
He's cackling wildly and doing that twitchy thing with his fingers.
Twirling his mustache.
And yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I had, yes.
Great. Sounds like a good, wholesome, fun, down-home country prank.
Why don't you do a Chewbacca impersonation for us right now?
Well, I already did.
Oh,
as you would have heard earlier. I, of course, did that.
Oh, that was that came out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
pretty good. I know. Really, really, really top-notch stuff. So why don't we just move right on?
Oh, okay.
That way you can't ask me again. Are you a fan of the Tay-Tay?
I don't know what that is.
Are you a Swiftie?
Potatoes?
Are you a Swiftie?
I'm sorry. I don't recall. Am I thrifty?
No, no. Do you like Taylor Swift?
Who's that gentleman?
Okay, good. I like that. All right, that's good. I got a story about a guy who might like Taylor Swift a little much. It's a short one.
A little much.
Yeah, it's a short one, but we'll get through it here. Police in Tennessee allege a suspected burglar broke into a residence and told the homeowner he was there to save Taylor Swift.
Oh,
yeah.
Determination.
Whom he claimed was his wife.
Well, you know, maybe they eloped.
Maybe it's some sort of future travel thing.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she was born with it. Authorities in Nashville arrested Paul Heron, 26, after the homeowner reported the disturbance on Wednesday. Police said the homeowner thought that the burglar was a tenant stopping by to pay rent. When the homeowner opened the door, the suspect wedged his foot inside and pushed his way through.
Oh, no.
The robber insisted that he was there to, quote, save Taylor Swift, his wife, and that he had every right to search the residence, according to Fox Nashville. Police apprehended him, of course, after being called, and immediately charged him with aggravated burglary and for being a cray-cray for Tay-Tay.
Oh.
Boom! Made that up on the spot. On the spot, right this second. I just thought of that.
Well, I think we have a medal around here somewhere for the...
Yeah, if you could get me.
Oh, here it is. Some pair of pink gloves.
Oh, God, I love it. Here we go. Perfect. I got a...
Those are yours.
Yep, great. Thanks. Thanks for that silent prop comedy that we were able to have no one enjoy. So, I know there's plenty of people out there who are Swifties, Tay-Tay fans of that Tay-Tay.
I'm not.
Sometimes you gotta back her up because she's your wife.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think she's in some random apartment complex,
yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's not anywhere near Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. So
it makes sense in that noggin, yeah. Which is scrambled like eggs.
That's right.
Actually, I just read something recently that Taylor Swift's Instagram got hacked.
Nice.
By the same group.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was awful until you see what happened, and then it's pretty funny.
Oh, okay.
Her Instagram got hacked by some group, like, I think they're called the Lizards.
Okay.
Or something. Something Lizards. Who were apparently responsible for the PlayStation thing that happened in December.
Lizards from... what's it called? From
Ninja Turtles.
No, Legend of the Hidden Temple?
Yes. It was a bunch of green lizards.
Or whatever they
teammates.
Were. I can't remember. Yeah.
The geckos.
Yep.
I don't know what
that's
the
what
hell
it
was. They were.
Sure.
But they hacked Taylor Swift's Instagram. And or not, was it her Instagram or Twitter? I'm not sure. One of those social media
It sounds
outlets.
Great.
And no, it was Twitter. I'm sorry. And so one of the things. Huh?
You're not forgiven.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll have to seek forgiveness elsewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she or they posted on her thing. So it says, like, Taylor Swift tweeted this. And it was like, hey, guys, check this out. And it was an overweight man with no pants on squatting over a toilet.
Great.
And he looked mentally... unstable.
Okay. This is great. I'm glad this is some top quality news.
This is because you need to know this.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
It's like, check this out, and you can follow David or whatever, like, she, like his name.
That's really, terrible.
It was really funny.
All right. On that note,
oh.
Let's close it up here. Goodness gracious. Once we've delved into the mentally handicapped pooping.
I don't think he really was. No,
yeah, okay.
I don't believe he was.
You know, we're towing a line here, so why don't we just go ahead and stop? Right. And I can tell you the things that I usually tell you.
Okay.
What? You want me to do that? Why don't I?
Why don't you drone on?
Why don't I just drone? folks, you can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. If you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And that's all for this week.
And remember, male students at Brigham Young University need a doctor's note to grow a beard.
Thanks for joining us.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.